So sitting in a way that feels comfortable. And beginning to arrive into your breath. As you arrive into your breathing, starting to notice how you are. Just noticing how you are, not the aim of changing it. Simply becoming aware of your state of being. Becoming aware of your physical state of being. Noticing if your body is tight or relaxed. If you're holding on somewhere. Noticing any discomfort in the body, any aches, pains. If you notice tightness or discomfort, you might want to breathe into that part of your body and on the out-breath invite it to release. Then turn your awareness to your emotional body. Notice the quality of your emotional body. At what frequency is your emotional body vibrating? Is it high energy? Is it low energy? Is it in a state of calm, an equilibrium? Is it in a state of unease, unrest? The first step is just to notice, to become aware of. And then just as I invited you to do for the physical body, if there is an aspect of the emotional body that feels tight or distressed, breathe into that part of your emotional body. And then as you breathe out, inviting that part of yourself to let go, to release. And then becoming aware of your mental body. What's the quality of your mental body right now? Is it tired? Is it wanting to rest? Is it running fast? Is it at peace? Just noticing the quality of the mental body, the quality of thinking of your mind. And just as before, if you need to, breathing into whatever part of the mental body is feeling tight, wound up, out of balance. Breathing into that part, and on the out-breath, inviting that part to let go, to release. If it's a particular worry that goes round and round in the mental body, inviting that to release now with the out-breath. And then turning your awareness to your spiritual body, by which I mean in this instance your sense of interconnection, your sense of being part of something bigger. Notice if you're feeling isolated, cut off. Or if you're feeling somewhat connected to the life of the planet. Or notice if you're feeling extremely connected, interconnected with the life of the planet and the universe. Do you have a sense of your soul's journey? A sense of your soul's journey through your life, so that the events in your life become learning opportunities in a much broader picture. So that's the context I'm referring to when I refer to your spiritual body. So just notice the state of your spiritual body. If you're feeling contracted, unconnected, breathe into that part. And on the out-breath, release that tension. Let it go. And as you sit, and as you breathe in and out, resting into the in-breath and out-breath, resting into the present moment of each in-breath and out-breath, so that the presence of the in-breath and out-breath becomes your focus, becomes your terrain, your landscape. As you sit with the breath and sit into the breath, and as you sit and as you breathe, following each breath with your awareness, if you find it helpful, naming the in-breath as in and naming the out-breath as out, quietly, silently to yourself. Becoming aware of your body as you sit. So awareness of in-breath and out-breath and awareness of the body. And a sense of spacious awareness that encompasses the breath and body. Spacious, joyous awareness.